Track 9, Celebrity Spotlight. How come I have never heard of most of the celebrities that get featured here? Well, this time I have an excuse. Tim, our celebrity specialist, hadn't heard of David Whitfield either. And before you ask, David Whitfield is not in any way related to the late June Whitfield, the amazing comedy actress. Here is Maggie to tell us about David Whitfield.
I'll find you, and bad will sing again, till I do, there'll be no spring again.
This month's celebrity in the spotlight is an unusual choice. Tim writes, I had not heard of this singer, but was on holiday and got chatting, or just talking, with a fellow Welsh couple. They were most interested in Chatterbox, and I mentioned having written about Paul Robeson for Just Talk magazine. They introduced me to this month's subject as someone with an exceptional voice, and I thought he would be familiar to some of you. I'll be mentioning Joan Collins too. That got your attention, didn't it? It's not Joan we're talking about now, though. Let me introduce you to a popular British male tenor vocalist, Mr. David Whitfield. And I have to say, he was one of my mother's favourites. Whitfield was born in Hull, in the East Riding of Yorkshire. Like so many of our singing stars, he sang in the choir at his church during his childhood and entertained his fellow members of the Royal Navy during the Second World War. After the war, he stayed in the Navy until June 1950, having had a long spell in Singapore, where he broadcast on radio. He appeared on Opportunity Knocks, a talent show on Radio Luxembourg on the 30th of April 1950, and won his heat. He subsequently appeared on the All Winners show on the 21st of May 1950, singing Goodbye from White Horse Inn. This led to his joining the touring stage show of Opportunity Knocks, hosted by Huey Green for a while. After leaving the Navy, Whitfield had taken a job in a cement factory, but in 1953 he was given the opportunity to sing in West End Cabaret at the Washington Hotel on Curzon Street, where he was a great success. This led to a variety stage tour. His first recording to reach the top 10 of the UK singles chart in October 1953 was Bridge of Sighs, written by Billy Reid. Answer Me, later recorded with different lyrics as Answer Me, My Love, reached number one in the UK in November 1953. The BBC put out a partial ban on this recording because of the religious theme in the lyrics. It was considered inappropriate at the time to make religious references in a pop song. As a result, David re-recorded this song as Answer Me, My Love. Answer Me was a UK number one for both David Whitfield and Frankie Lane in the US for Nat King Cole in 1953 to 1954.
Answer me, Lord above, just what sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose my love. Please answer me, your love. She was mine yesterday. I believe that love was here to stay. Won't you tell me where I've gone astray? Please answer me, your Lord. Is she happy?
Whitfield had other hits in the 1950s and was the most successful British male singer in America during that period. In addition, he was the first British male vocalist to earn a gold disc, and the third overall. He was also the first to reach the top 10 of the Billboard Top 100, and the first artist from Britain to sell over a million copies of a record in the US. All of his hits were released by the Decca record label in the UK. His only album to reach the UK albums charts was The World of David Whitfield, which reached number 19. He used orchestras including those of Stanley Black, fellow Decca artist Mantovani, and Roland Shaw as backing accompaniment for his hits. His most popular recordings were Answer Me, his first UK chart topper, Karamea with Mantovani, which earned him a gold disc and gave him his second number one in the UK singles charts, My September Love, I'll Find You, the theme music in the 1957 film Sea Wife, starring Joan Collins and Richard Burton, and William Tell, the theme music to the television series The Adventures of William Tell.
Come away with William Tell, come away to the land he loved so well. What a day when the apple fell for Tell in Switzerland. Come away with Tell to the mountainside, look down to the pass where the tyrants ride. Fit a bolt, dee a bow, and down they go for Tell in Switzerland. We are simple peasant folk, we will not bear a foreign yoke. Our freedom song will echo on to fight for what is right.
Karamea spent 10 weeks at top of the charts in the UK, making it one of the biggest-selling British records in the pre-rock era. The recording co-credits Mantovani and his orchestra and chorus. Whitfield appeared on The Ed Sullivan Show and the 1954 Royal Command performance. He continued to perform regularly across the globe while continuing to live in Hull. Many of his singles were issued on LP and have been reissued in recent years on CD compilations under licence. There were three 45 RPM EP special releases, 1959-60, one entitled The Good Old Songs and the other two featuring numbers from Rosemary and The Desert Song, two musical shows in which Whitfield toured. On leaving Decca, he recorded two singles for His Master's Voice, 1962-1963. His last LP, made for Philips in 1975 and entitled Hey There, It's David Whitfield, included his third recording of Karamea. Whitfield's last single was for Denman, a coupling of Land of Hope and Glory and When You Lose the One You Love in 1977. He died from a brain hemorrhage in Sydney, Australia, while on tour at the age of 54. A statue in memory of Whitfield was unveiled outside the New Theatre in Hull on the 31st of August 2012, before the opening night of a show celebrating his life and music.
All I want is you.
Thank you, Maggie. David had quite an impressive career, as you've heard, but I must admit, I've listened to a couple of his tracks and he's not really my cup of tea.